Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codas, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So we're going to get started and do our birthdays. On the birthdays today, we've got several birthdays. We got Lee Relford. Happy birthday with the Clunk Band. I think that's right. I hope that's right, Lee. Sorry about that. Kim Thompson, happy birthday. Henry Jenkins, which is also Lee. Happy birthday. Don Carlton. Stacy Clark, happy birthday to you, Mr. Stacy Clark. Ashley Crow, happy birthday to Miss Ashley Crow. Then we have Stacy Catlett. Happy birthday to you, Miss Stacy Catlett. Woodrow Henrietta, happy birthday to you. Laura Liberty, happy birthday. Jason Assage, happy birthday. And then Mark King Cushman Kamen, happy birthday. And then Kayla Blevins, happy birthday to Kayla. And that is finally all of my Facebook friends and family birthday. Welcome to the show, Miss Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
That's Stacy Catlett, lady, too.
You got Stacy also, huh?
Yeah.
She was a friend of Gatewood's. The weather, it's a beautiful, sunny 76 degrees, and I know you're going to beat us with this temperature, Pioneer Paula.
It is hot, 77, sunshiny, but I'm loving it. I'm still loving it. I'm sweating, but I don't care. I'm loving it.
Well,
securing borders.
There's one thing about it. This, to me, I think this just means we have less days of cold days.
No, not necessarily. It could just go into spring and be wintertime in spring.
Well, that's true too, Paula. That's true, but I was hoping that it would just warm up quicker.
No, probably not. But I'm loving it because I still haven't got the stove cleaned out, and I ain't physically able to do a fire. I'm just not.
Well, I mean, it's beautiful right now. I mean, I think it's going to be another nice day tomorrow. And then, Friday, they have it's a fire weather warning. All the mountains is on fire. Everything
I
is
can't
dry.
People wanting to burn leaves, you know. Why you got to hurry up and burn the fucking leaves? They will make dirt. Rake them into a pile or leave them on the yard and they will make dirt. Fuck.
Right. I don't know, Paula. I think a lot of these fires are intentionally set.
Yeah. Probably, and I don't know why people got to do that either, but...
Oh, I see a blizzard out west. The blizzard is going down out there in Utah, all out west, in Kansas, Iowa, so yeah, big blizzard's headed towards us.
Iowa.
Yeah, I just seen it on the radar right then. Big blizzard, and it was saying blizzard headed this way. Big blizzard, Paula.
I'm not ready.
Well,
I'm about as ready as I can be. They're supposed to come, the electric company, and put me in one of these smart meters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping when they put the smart meter that it still reads the 30-amp fuses. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I got 30-amp fuses. So I'm pretty much homebound And that's okay. I'm just playing outside with the critters, and we're just keep securing our borders.
Well, I see one of my friends out there in Idaho Springs, Colorado. She just posted, Miss Joanna, she just posted some pictures there of their first Colorado snow. Of course, I mean, this is the first winter out there, and they're actually from here in Kentucky. But her health has got so bad on her that she's went to a legal state to be able to get this medicine to maybe, you know, to help save her or help her to live a little longer, you know. So this will be her first winter out there.
That is sad that folks got to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, when somebody's sick like that and they're having to go that many miles into another state and they have to leave their other family members behind, because you can't take mom and dad, brothers and sisters, aunt and uncles and cousins, you can't take everybody with you. So it sort of puts those folks in a position to where they're out there all alone without family. Their family's back here. And it shouldn't be that way, especially when, you know, this is their life that we're talking about. Some of these people are you know, dealing with life-threatening health issues, you know, to that, you know, they shouldn't have to leave their uproot and from their family and stuff and go to a place just to access a plant. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That they can grow and heal themselves right here in Kentucky.
Yes, Paula. And you know, and if you had, all right, to me, I mean, they're always the biggest thing that I hear from them is they want to try to talk about the deaths. Where is these dead bodies at? Where's the dead people at? Where is the dead people?
Yeah, and the teenage youth goes and the up. Well, that's a farce, too. You know, that's bullshit, too.
Well, you know, I'd just like to see the family members of the dead people and all the dead people. I seen that Governor Bevins, he did pass, and of course, hell, I had never even heard of it. But Governor Bevins passed a new bill. I mean, passed some kind of, well,
order.
I don't know. Executive order. Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Sam. I couldn't get it out. On a new pill. Had you ever heard of that pill, Paula?
No.
Let's see. He put it, it's the new illicit deadly drugs are making their way into the communities, he said, and they're destroying lives. More than three Kentucky families have been shattered by this drug overdose. And so I guess he called an executive order and put it on a controlled substance, didn't he, Paula? Are you there?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what all he did about it, but I had never heard of that drug before.
I hadn't either, and I mean that's what really shocked me. It was, I think it's called like Pink. I can't find the damn thing of it now, but it was something like Pink was the name of it, or what people called it, Pink. I'm almost positive.
It's so bad I can't read shit no more. It's just a fog. Thank you very much, Kentucky legislators, for allowing me to go blind.
Let me see. I can't remember who shared that. If I could find, remember who shared that, I could go back and read it. Maybe it was John. God, I can't remember John's last name now.
Adcock, maybe.
No, I seen you talking Adcock. To him too earlier. You was talking to him earlier about they're all starting to gripe about about the hemp a little bit, and I seen where you was talking to him earlier about freeing the whole plant.
Exactly, because the stalk of the marijuana plant you can use the same way you can use the stalk of the hemp plant, because it's all fucking cannabis.
Who was
that
you was talking about?
I thought it was Adcock, but I don't remember. Let me see if I can
all
find
right.
it.
No, it's not Adcock. It's like, whoops, sorry. I can't. I forgot his name right there on the tip of my tongue.
James Adams.
And I know. Who?
No, James Adams, that wasn't it either. And your feet, your notifications only go back so far.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And if you've been had to be off of there for a while, you've missed so much.
Right. Exactly. And then when you got somebody liking and sharing a bunch of stuff, boy, that really...
Yeah, it does, Paula. I mean, it's like, man, I mean, you can just imagine with me. I mean, mine is a nightmare. You know, it's just a nightmare to me. I never see anything half of what I want to see, and I get more and more frustrated with it every day. I can't remember who that was now. Maybe I can find it for you fast by Googling it. Yeah, see, I was thinking his name was John, too, Paula. But I can't think of what his last name is. I went blank on what his last name is.
And it won't let me go down far enough.
Okay, here it is. I found it. I went to the Lexington Herald Leader. It's a painkiller, and it's called U4700, and it's been added to the list of illegal drugs. It has a nickname, the nickname of Pink. I knew I read that. Yeah, the nickname of Pink.
Wow.
So they put it in the same category as heroin. I've never even heard of that pill.
Me neither.
Where's that pill coming from? What kind of pill is that?
I'll have to write that down and ask my doctor about that pill next week.
Oh, yeah, Paula, that's a great person to ask. Find out from him. Write that down. U4700. Or it's nicknamed Pink. It's a synthetic opiate, is what they said. So if it's a synthetic opiate, then it's what? It's a bunch of chemicals made up?
Yeah, so it's U47 what?
It's U-47700.
Okay, yeah, I'll ask them about that next week.
They say it's a painkiller, you know, it says, but it's a synthetic opiate.
I want a script for some Pink, man. And they will look at me and like, what have you been smoking?
And that was reported by Bill Eastep. I know Bill well down there in Frankfort. He's in Lexington. He's writing for the Lexington Herald newspaper. So it's like, hey, you know, there's... Damn, I don't want any of that.
To me,
if he's put it as a Schedule 1 thing, does that mean that if you're caught... I mean, are they still prescribing it? Would they still be prescribing that pill?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the first time I ever heard of it.
Yeah, me too, Paula. Yeah, make sure you ask your doctor and find out your doctor.
Yeah, I don't know. He can put it on a Schedule 1. I thought the FDA or DEA or one of them people had to put it as a Schedule 1.
That's what I thought, too. I thought the same thing when I read that. I was like, okay, how did he do that? Because I thought that was... supposed to be when something is on a list like that, it is done by the federal government, not at the state level.
Well, yeah, and if you can do that, then let's make cannabis Schedule 3.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, yeah, you might have fucked up here, Governor. You might have fucked up because if you can change, and make a pill on this controlled substance, that means you can take something off the controlled substance, and we don't have to worry about what goes on in the other states. Evidently, he isn't worried about what's going on in the other states anyhow. So, you know, change that. That'd be a big giant step right there.
But the next governor can come back and un-executive order it, too. The bad thing about executive orders.
Well, since he's just new in there, and I don't think they would undo it after they would see that the money that they could pull in the next couple of years. I think
you
that would
know,
be the stopping point on that.
It might be. The revenge of the Democrats is really bad, though. You know, they're already got an attitude.
Well,
my colleague offended that Greg Simbo lost to the point where he's just pissed off and mean and rude.
Well, you know, I don't think there's no sense in being pissed off, mean, and rude. I mean, you know,
He won't help me with the cannabis issue. He told me
He hasn't done anything since he's been in there towards the cannabis issue.
I know it. So you're not.
It seems like you didn't fucking lose anything there. What the hell? You know, he never was doing nothing in the first place. Now it would be a tragic loss to us, and we would be sincerely apologizing and licking his ass if he had been doing something. But he's not contributed one damn thing towards it.
Well, if he'd been doing something, I wouldn't have campaigned against him.
Right. You know? Or at least had an open mind to it. An open mind
Dan Farrell don't either.
You know, at least have a open mind to the medical benefits, because, I mean, there's more and more studies, and the more states that keep booming, here we are. Boy, I didn't think we'd be last, but, man, it sure ain't looking good.
I figured we probably would.
Yeah. I want to give a big shout out to Bud Toker. Thank you so much, Bud Toker, for being in the chat box with us. We appreciate you being in there today. And he's typing something to us. Thank you so much, Bud. Got about 2 minutes and 50-something seconds before we play a song, Paula. Are you at home and ready for that, Paula?
I sure am. My little pop is packed and ready.
No pretend today.
No, it'd be the real thing today. Homegrown, that's for me. Homegrown, the way it should be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's see. Pink is made. Yeah, I think I read that. Toker, pink is made overseas like those bath salts. They made it illegal so it can't be sold. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I think I had read that they were ordering it off the internet.
Oh.
So it's like bath salt, like the bath salt, you know. And would you know, Toker, if they've made that illegal and put it on the controlled substance thing? Or, well, they said like the controlled substance thing. Couldn't the governor make a ruling on the cannabis issue? I think he could. I believe he could.
But there again, if it's an executive order, the next governor can undo everything, and then we'd be back further than we was, whether he would or not.
Right. Wow. You can buy anything on the internet. I'm amazed by the stuff that you can buy on the internet. It's like, wow.
I don't even look. I stay off of it as much as possible.
I like to browse. I'm a big eBay browser. I really like eBay. eBay's probably my top browsing page on stuff that's for sale, you know. I'm a big eBay fan. But, I mean, there's other places I shop, too, because, I mean, I check around on the price of it. All right, here we go, Paula. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Raleigh. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
They're
getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, an atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Mueller, out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Raleigh. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And the CD, I just love that too, so I can play it anytime I want to.
Absolutely, Paul.
You know, next Thursday
so
is Thanksgiving. Do you realize that?
Yeah. Yeah, I sang that. I sang that earlier today, Paula. I was actually thinking it was another day. I was thinking it was another day, and because I let Hank convince me it wasn't Thursday, and I kept saying, well, I know it's Thursday, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to fucking pay attention to it, and that's a couple of weeks ago. Then today I said, well, you know, I better look, and it's like, oh, well, hell, it is Thursday. See, I knew I was, fucking right about that. Like, wow.
It's been fourth year that I have booked.
Fourth year. Well, Paula, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think this is my fourth year I have not cooked either.
I don't have the facilities to even do it.
I've got a stove and all the stuff to do it, you know, but it just seems to be everybody's going in different directions and got other places to be.
Right.
I the universe. Thank you, I the universe, for being out there. The eye of the universe. I am the universe. I think that's what that is. I am the universe. I am the universe. I like that name. And Bud Toker, thank you so much. The Red, White, and Boom lineup is generally out and about. If you're out and about, check the Red, White, and Boom 2017 lineup. It's just been announced today, so never been to that, but it is at the music festival and things. So check that out. It'll be, I guess, at the Whitaker at Bank Ballpark. And that's where Danny Green is actually at. She's up there painting the mural of Trinity Gay, the little girl that was gunned down when she was at a restaurant, and painting a mural of her on the outside of the wall.
Wow.
I mean, it's huge. It's going to be huge. And then it's my understanding there's a couple of more, I mean, there's a couple more places they're donating their walls to where she's going to be painting murals on their walls also for other victims and family members that have lost their loved ones. I think even Louisville, I think she was even coming to Louisville, going to do one in Louisville. Busy
wow.
young lady.
Whatever happened to the portrait of the Saint of Gatewood? Did it ever get done?
No, she has never finished that yet, Paula. She's not went back and got that finished yet. He's sitting there still waiting.
Can you tell it to him?
Yes. Oh, yes, most definitely. Yes, I mean, you can definitely see him good from the highway and everything there on New Circle Road. That's
cool.
That's at Purple Haze there on New Circle Road. Gatewood's face
cool.
is all over the side of it there.
Cool.
All right, folks, I'm going to get off here. I've got drunk college. Man, I'd be so glad this drunk college is over with. It's not for me. Happens to be for my son, who has finally maybe learned. Who knows? Lord have mercy. Drunk college has been, this is my first experience of it. And like I told him, I mean, man, they wouldn't want me in there. They would not want me as a teacher. I assure you they would not be back. I'd like to have about a 500-acre farm. We're going to pack fucking rocks, you know, drinking and driving.
Right. Hey, yeah. I can put them to work over here.
Yeah, we're going to pack some rocks today is what we're going to do. You can have all the beer you want, but you're going to pack rocks. No, I'm
right.
just kidding. I want to thank everybody out there again. Thank you, Bud Toker. Thank I Am the Universe out there. Thank everybody that shared the show. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Love you with all my heart. God bless you people. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Today is actually 799. Tomorrow is 800. 800 episodes tomorrow.
Beautiful.
And I had 139 more on there, and it's 939 episodes tomorrow. Wow, that's a lot. 939 days straight. Not missed it one day.
Right.
Been rough.
I commend you. I commend you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Paula. Love you.
Now
love you.
The dogs come running when I did that. I love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.